producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is interesting. There was a student who was taking an exam in Sicily, and she was not allowed to go to the restroom. Now we're finding that she had to be treated in the hospital because the 40 minutes she was forced to hold her urine caused her to collapse. The 19-year-old was told that if she left during the test, she would be quote-unquote annulled. I guess what that means is it's just basic failed, like a forfeit. Okay? So she waited till the end to go to the bathroom, but then she found she was bleeding. I guess this test was going on until, 1:40 p.m., and she had to go at 1 o'clock. She said she suffered in silence, okay, because she wanted to get into this medical course. And she said she had a history of urinary tract problems. Finally, she was allowed to leave, but she was bleeding. Apparently, the university that she was trying for, University of Palermo entries exam, had been tightened up because of, you know, cheating scandals over the last few years. Apparently, the website, there's a report that the local website, it's called Local, that she made desperate pleas to examiners. Her older sister, who took the girl to the hospital, said she suffered from a urinary tract problem and was visibly suffering, but they told her if she went to the bathroom, her test would be annulled. The long wait caused serious consequences. As soon as she got to the bathroom, she was bleeding due to hemorrhagic cystitis. In addition to the physical damage caused by her holding the pee longer than she should have, there was moral damage too. Now, many people say if you don't urinate, your bladder is going to explode. I have never seen that happen. The bladder doesn't explode. What ends up happening, usually, is if you are holding your urine, and holding your urine, and you force yourself to not go, your body's reflexes eventually take over, and it will just empty your urine. So usually what ends up happening is if you are forced to pee and forced to pee, you just end up peeing on yourself. You just end up losing control because the body needs to empty it out. Remember, your body has defense mechanisms and repair mechanisms, etc. So if there's back pressure and things aren't working right, it's going to just stop your control from preventing you to pee. Okay? Now, that you also hear that with people that don't have a stool. People are like, you know what, I'm not going to poop. Finally, the poop just comes. So incontinence is a much more common sequelae than hearing a bladder rupture. Now, holding urine for 40 minutes, a full bladder, there's tests. I remember having to do an IVP, an intravenous pyelogram when I had a kidney stone. You had to hold your urine for a while. Again, no risk of rupture. Shouldn't make you bleed unless, my concern is, she had cystitis or inflammation of the bladder. She had an infection. And now she felt the need that she had to go. And her not being able to go, she had more concentrated blood in it. Very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable. Huffington Post has an article here, Holding Your Pee, Health Risks from Ignoring Nature's Call. They say the average bladder has a capacity to hold about 15 ounces, which is about 8 glasses of water. 15 ounces of liquid. 15 ounces of liquid would probably equate to I don't know, 2 glasses of water. And if you hold your urine for a long time, you could stretch your bladder. The automatic feedback mechanism of the bladder sends a signal to the brain when it's full. Then it urges you to go to the nearest bathroom. And according to Dr. Chamadeep Bali, says your body may lose the ability to know when it's time to go, and then you just end up going. A big problem with you not peeing regularly is bladder infection. So bacteria could settle in, and then it's not being flushed out. It could start to cause infection. So for a lot of us like me, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'll pee at the next break, or I'll pee when I see the next, you know, after I see the next patient, and I hold it and hold it and hold it. When that happens, you just end up not flushing out. A breeding ground for bacteria. You also have anxiety sometimes. You can also have abdominal bloating, etc. Not very comfortable. Sometimes you could even have genital pain. So those are things that you definitely don't want to be dealing with. Interstitial cystitis, inflammation of the bladder, that could happen. It causes pain and it causes you to urinate sometimes up to 60 times a day. All right. Sometimes you guys could be overhydrating if your urine is really, really light. Could be an overhydration issue, or it could be a condition where you are losing your urine and not keeping it, so the urine looks dilute, but your body isn't. Sometimes it could be because of the food that you're eating. Certain food can make your urine change color. Beets will make your urine red. Some vitamin B medication will make it kind of yellow-green. Asparagus, blackberries, carrots, rhubarb, that could always change. Rarely, if you hold your urine once, you'll go into kidney failure, but it is a concern. You holding your urine and not passing your urine regularly will cause backflow pressure, and your kidneys don't know how to handle that. The kidneys only know how to handle a working system. So, unfortunately, kidney failure could be an issue. Kidney stones is a biggie. You don't drink often and you don't urinate often. Now the components of the urine starts to solidify. And these kidney stones or these renal calculi hurt. I had a kidney stone. It was miserable. Thought I was going to die. Was bleeding. It was horrible. Just horrible. I wouldn't even recommend that. So you should urinate. I don't know what to do if you're taking a test. Okay, I mean, if people are cheating, you're not going to be able to leave. I can't tell you how many tests I took, you know, when I was younger, and no, you couldn't leave, because if you'd leave, people would think you were cheating. So you took the test, and then you peed. You know, or they let everybody take a bathroom break, and they walked you to the bathroom or something. But if you think you're going to need to pee, or you have a urinary issue or whatever, I'd bring a note from your doctor or make accommodations. But her bladder did not blow up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie. gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, we've made pretty good progress, okay, on discrimination in the workplace. We've done, you know, fairly good job with bullying. We still got a long way to go. And we're, you know, hopefully moving in the right direction. But one area that has been definitely a very gray area has been weight discrimination. So, obviously, discrimination, what's the definition of it? An unfair difference in treatment because of in people depending on something that they have or believe in, or shape, form, creed, etc. We're not supposed to discriminate. But one type of discrimination that still seems to happen, okay, and outwardly and openly is based on weight and looks. Okay? And the reason why is there are many, many companies out there whose brand relies on looks. Okay? Victoria's Secret may not hire me as a model because of my looks and because of my weight. And it's okay. Fine by me. Trust me, I do not want to be walking around on a runway in underwear, okay, like these other ladies do. And, you know, it's allowed for a company that, you know, wants to hire models to, you know, pick and choose the models that they want walking on the runway. Well, apparently there was a case, which I don't want to call it a landmark case, but it's one probably of many that we're going to start to see, where Borgata Casino in Atlantic City can fire waitresses for putting on too much weight, according to a court ruling. 22 of the waitresses brought a lawsuit on claiming that the weight rolls of the Borgata Casino's Borgata Babes was unfair. Apparently, an appeals court in New Jersey ruled that Borgata Casino in Atlantic City can regulate the weight of its servers, known as Borgata Babes. The lawsuit was brought by, now they say, 21 of the women whose uniform, I guess their uniform, tight-fitting corsets, stockings, high heels. 11 of the women claimed they were being treated unfairly by bosses, enforcing rules on how heavy they are. Borgata Casino has fired two waitresses, they said, in recent years for breaching the policy. Now, what's a policy? Servers cannot gain or lose 7% of their body weight. One of the women, they say, was sacked for gaining too much weight. Another woman lost her job because she lost too much. The court ruled that while the policy was legal, a lower court should determine whether the 11 women have a case regarding a hostile work environment. Deborah Maines, the woman's attorney, said the cocktail waitress had been asked by supervisors whether they were pregnant or just getting fat, while co-workers allegedly, like, made pig sounds and snorts at them. Bosses are not supposed to ask if you're pregnant, from what I understand. However, there are certain rules in place where if, let's say, you know, you work in an X-ray facility and, you know, the boss, may be taking on liability, for the risk of your fetus. Okay. We, you know, advise workers to please, for the love of the Lord, let your employer know if you have, if you have a baby. Okay. And I always recommend to anybody shooting X-rays to still wear proper protection. They say sexual objectification has been institutionalized and is being allowed to stand. It's difficult to separate the harassment claims that the court is recognizing from the overall theory that the working environment is hostile because of the personal appearance standards. So these Borgata Babes apparently is this integral part of the casino's brand of marketing. I've never been to Atlantic City. I want to go. I mean, you know, everybody says, well, you know, if you're, you know, from Vegas, you know, you're not going to be as impressed with Atlantic City. I don't care. I don't need to be impressed. I just want to see it and, you know, see how Atlantic City does their thing, like Las Vegas does theirs. But apparently, these Borgata Babes calendar is a top-selling item each year. Of course, the casino's happy that the policy was upheld, saying that the rules were disclosed and agreed to by all female and male costumed beverage servers. Joe Corbo, the casino's vice president legal counsel, said they have all thought that the personal appearance policy was fair and reasonable, so they're glad that the appellate court judges agreed with the rulings. Now, you know, how does that help you or I? Okay, well, I just know to avoid jobs where you have to be sexy, okay? But it's frustrating for women that get a job, okay, in that field, and you make good money sometimes, very, very good money, and all of a sudden, you feel like you still look great, and you get fired. Hollywood has been notorious for demanding certain weight changes. That's one of the reasons why I think Tom Hanks has diabetes. You know, for Castaway, he had to, you know, lose a lot of weight. For other films, he gained weight. You know, when you have to gain and lose and gain and lose, I don't think your body can handle that. Now, I'm not saying blame Hollywood for diabetes, etc., but, you know, in Hollywood, you have to, I mean, you know, you have to fit a certain build sometimes for the role. You either have to bulk up or you have to lose weight. So it's been something that's always happened, okay? Yeah, you can't really change much about your height. Okay, you can't make yourself shorter. Maybe you could add some heels to be taller. Maybe the cameras could change. So they could always adjust on, you know, for that. But when there's a role that needs to be played by a man, okay, they're going to hire a man. Okay, you're not going to see a sexual discrimination lawsuit when, you know, they're, like, you know, what movie was it with the Chris Kyle? Okay, they're not going to have a woman play the role. Okay? And there's an Obama biopic. They're not going to have a woman play Obama. Okay? They're going to give the lead to a man. And it's understood and it's okay. People understand that. So now you have, you know, glorified, supposed to be sexy, like Thunder Down Under. Thunder Down Under is a male dance show. Men stripping. If a woman does not get hired to be one of the Thunder Down Under men, it's usually not a court case, people understand. So, you know, what's frustrating, I guess, to you or I is there. We want rules to be pretty consistent because we get very, very confused when rules come and go or they get let's say, tweaked, just like with the Obamacare Supreme Court ruling. We were all right about Obamacare being unconstitutional. We all were right. It was unconstitutional. But John Roberts, Chief Justice John Roberts, figured out a way to tweak it, call the tax, and you're going to be okay. So, you know, and it's not very easy for us to swallow when none of these rules don't make sense. So we don't really have a lot of policy on weight discrimination or look discrimination. Okay, we don't have that because anybody can easily say, well, you know, Playboy, they're centerfolds. Okay, we're not, you know, hiring men for that. And they could easily say that and probably get it thrown out of court. So my suggestion to you, if you think you're discriminated against, you can always talk to an attorney, all right? But, you know, understand that, you know, if you are being hired for a job where you have to have a certain look, okay, you know, they will probably have you sign something saying once they believe you don't fit that look, you're gone. And it's a very, very frustrating, very, very frustrating type of field. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The only thing I want to stress with that is, can we please get some consistency with some of these rules? All right, I always see the rules tweaked and changed on, you know, the depending on what side you're on. You know, a lot of discussion over this boy Muhammad, who apparently is, pretty smart kid when it comes to science, the one that built a clock at home and made a contraption on his own, brought it to school. School thought it was a bomb. Okay, everybody's mad at the school. Family may be considering a lawsuit because the school contacted the authorities. The authorities handcuffed him. Well, from what I've heard from first responders and from police, if you have a possible bomb, you always you want to subdue or contain the suspect in case they could jump and hit a button or something. So they treat, you know, I mean, this is a protocol. So then the question arises, who gets handcuffed and who doesn't? This is a kid, so yeah, we all think it was kind of ridiculous that he was handcuffed. But then again, if the police force has to act uniformly and it's not allowed to discriminate against one or the other, okay, if one person gets handcuffed with a suspicious package or something suspicious, should everybody? And like I said, we're just all confused because there's no consistent rules. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Every now and then I talk about the time I had worked in the ER, some patients I've seen, and it was probably one of the best couple years of my life. If I look at all the times I spent in urgent care, ER, really loved working in the ER. And Fox News has a report here on 11 secrets ER insiders know and you should know too. Okay, so they got some secrets for you guys. I'll tell you what I think of them, all right? On some of these, they're right. They say there's 10,000 urgent care facilities in the United States. And, some of you guys have asked, when do you go to an ER and when do you go to a, an urgent care or another type of facility? And, you know, I always tell people, look, if it's an emergency and when in doubt, just call 911. Okay? Let 911 help you decide. Let a paramedic come out, check you out, because I would rather you err on the side of caution. Okay? Many of you guys will go to the ER for a splinter, and you need to stop doing that. And I understand it's because you could get in for free. I get that. Okay? I do. But, and then, you know, they bill you later. But, you know, if it's something life-threatening, of course, go to the ER. If it's something like a sprained ankle, and you know it, you know, or, yeah, you're starting to get a cough, cold, and you don't feel like it's an emergency, I would definitely then urgent care. But if you have abdominal pain that you don't understand or chest pain you don't understand, or you're feeling dizzy or shortness of breath, loss of vision, go to the ER. Many of you have been upset because you called your doctor's office and they told you to go to an urgent care. You were having some abdominal pain. They sent you to an urgent care. The urgent care turned around and sent you to the hospital. And you're really, really mad because now you spent money at an urgent care where you didn't have to and you could have gone straight to the ER. So you're mad that doctors were not telling you to go straight to the ER. Well, it also depends on how you're calling or how that message is being conveyed to the doctor. Okay? Every now and then I'll get a patient that calls going, look, I have bronchitis. I know you're closed this weekend. When I get back into town, where should I go if I have bronchitis? Well, if you have bronchitis, I'm not going to tell you to go to the ER. I'm going to tell you to go to an urgent care. Yet, if that bronchitis isn't bronchitis, you have fluid building up in your lungs because you have congestive heart failure, new onset, that urgent care is going to send your butt to the ER. Same thing with abdominal pain. Many of you guys did not call the doctor's office saying, you know what, I have acute abdominal pain. It's getting worse. I'm really worried about it. You don't make a call like that. You say, you know, I think I got some food poisoning. You know, can Dr. John see me, you know, for this food poisoning I threw up last night? Well, he's going to say, you know, if it's food poisoning, he can't get you in, go to the urgent care. Yet, if you had explained it the way it seems to be happening, you're having acute abdominal pain that's worsening, he would have then said ER. So it also depends on, sometimes the nurse could translate it. You know, hi, nurse, I need you to talk to the doctor. You know, I got this abdominal pain. I'm not sure what it is. I'm a little worried about it, but it could be. I mean, you know what? I ate at a restaurant last night. It could just be that. Doctor, he thinks he's got food poisoning. Okay? You know, so sometimes the translation could be off. So, you know, take my advice. If you're worried about it, something's not right, and you think you're going to need a scan, or you think you're going to need something that an urgent care can't handle. Now, your next, go to the ER. Now, the question is, what can urgent cares handle? Many urgent cares do have an x-ray machine. So they will be able to look at pneumonia. They will be able to look at a fracture. They'll be able to do that. They'll be able to evaluate a sprain. Most urgent cares are that. Most urgent cares can do urine tests, pregnancy tests, EKGs. Some urgent cares can actually handle a lot of ER cases. There was one urgent care I worked at where I was getting codes. And, I mean, people were coding. And luckily, I had the skill to treat it, but I'm like, why are you guys here? And apparently, it was the type of insurance that said you have to go to our urgent care facility first to be evaluated before you go to the ER. I thought that was very dangerous. I mean, thank God I was there and I was on, and, you know, we didn't lose anybody, but that was very nerve-wracking because, you know, the type of acuity urgent cares are usually able to handle. However, they can handle emergencies. They have to trach you. If they have to stabilize you, they'll do it. Okay, so what are some tricks of the trade? Well, they say here, first of all, if my computer won't stop acting up here, apparently having computer issues, I apologize. Many of you will say, you know what, I'm going to call an ambulance. I will get through the ER quicker if I call an ambulance. That's not always the case. What ends up happening is when I'm the ER doc, they go, okay, we have an ambulance coming in. Okay, you got an ambulance coming in. Good. What is it? It's a heart attack, gunshot wound, you know. No, you know, patient couldn't get to the hospital. It sounds like some abdominal pain. Where do you want me to put them? Okay, well, abdominal pain, you know, we could put them in that room, you know, when it opens up. Okay, you know, I'll make sure I take a peek at them, but, you know, we'll have to have them wait over here in the waiting area. All right, you know, and I mean, again, if I have a serious patient that walks in, the serious patients are going to get seen first. The very serious patients, even though an abdominal pain could be serious. I've had a lot of people that call the ER thinking they will get back quicker. Doesn't always happen. They say, have your doctor call ahead. I love doing this for my patients. It doesn't necessarily get things done quicker, but a lot of times the doctors are like, no, wait a second. Dr. Dolly has said she's sending us a patient that's short of breath. Please tell me they're not sitting in the waiting room, okay? And then I do like to do a follow-up call. I have my staff do a follow-up call going, has he been seen yet? Okay? So that always helps. Don't lie. Okay? Don't lie to get back to the back of the room. Once somebody catches you lie, they may unfortunately think you're lying the whole time. So if you are there because you need a prescription of your, I don't know, Lortab, and you say, I have chest pain. So they get you back quickly and they start doing all these tests. And then, you know, you're like, look, I just needed to get back. I, you know, or you don't lie about it, or you say, you know, look, I'm not really worried about the chest pain. I really just need, you know, prescription for my chronic pain issues. And they figure that out. Not good. Okay. Not good. Don't forget to bring paperwork. Okay. If your doctor did an EKG, if your doctor did a chest x-ray, if your doctor did something, bring it with you. Because if they could use that, it'll save you money and it'll save you time. Don't start talking about what happened to your Aunt Betty when she had the same symptom 5 years ago. Okay? If there's a family history of aneurysms, tell them. Okay? But don't go, well, you know, I remember my Aunt Betty was, you know, sitting at her coffee table, and then she was, okay, ER, way different from a family practice office. We need to know what's going on fast. We may even cut you off. It's a shame that we do that, but we do. Do you have chest pain? Do you have abdominal pain? Any family history I need to know about? And make sure you're ready. If you could have it pre-written down, that's wonderful. Okay? Don't yell at staff and be very respectful to the nurses and front desk. Don't be rude to front desk. They are just as important as anybody in that hospital. All right? I see people disrespect staff all the time. You disrespect my front desk, you're out of the office. I don't care how much you kiss up to me. You're out of the office. Okay? They say sometimes you want to enlist an ally. You know, so let's say you're, you know, having an issue. Okay? You could go to one of the desks and say, look, okay, you know, I'm worried about this. Okay? I don't know if this is rupturing. I don't know what to do. And I don't want to, in front of all these people, have it, die. Well, you know, what can I do to help speed things up? What, is there anything I can help to make this go quicker, but what can I do? And sometimes getting that contact one-to-one may help. And again, go to the right hospital. Don't go to a hospital that doesn't take your insurance. Okay? Review who takes your insurance ahead of time. Okay? Don't end up, and then finally 30 minutes later after everything's verified and looked at and addressed, they're like, wait a second, you can't be here. You have to go to another hospital. If you have a child, know where the pediatric hospitals are. Even though most hospitals will still take the child. If it's something that you think the child's going to need surgery for or serious, you might as well just go straight to the pediatric surgery. Okay? You know, make sure you ask your questions. Don't leave the ER and then ask your questions later. Okay? All right? And if you think something got missed, follow up with your doctor immediately. 1-877-DOCTOR.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Throughout the country, we're hearing reports on West Nile virus. And West Nile virus mosquitoes, where I live, we're being told a Clark County man has been the first documented West Nile virus patient of 2015 in Southern Nevada. He's over age 50, has a more serious form of the illness, according to the Southern Nevada Health District. And from what I understand, the health district has collected West Nile positive mosquitoes this year in a bunch of different zip codes. I'm looking at the zip codes now. 89011 12 25 27 29 31 74 107 113 117 118 119 123 128 129 130 131 129 134 143 146 147. I would suggest you call your local health districts and find out, or your local news stations, like with us, we got Fox 5 News, they have a list of zip codes, to find out in your particular area if West Nile virus mosquitoes have been found. So West Nile, okay? Most West Nile, you know, doesn't do much for people. They say 70 to 80% of people who become infected with it do not really develop symptoms. You get it from a mosquito, okay? Mosquitoes carry it, all right? And they bite you. And unfortunately, if you get a bad kind, okay, the mild will go away. But a bad kind, you could get severe headache, fever, disorientation, weakness. It could be serious stuff. Could also cause swelling of the brain. Environmental health specialists are routinely surveying breeding sources for mosquitoes, trapping them for identification and disease analysis. According to the Las Vegas Review Journal, Steve Moore writes, West Nile virus can be prevented by using insect repellents and eliminating sources of standing water that support mosquito breeding. We talked about that. You know, a lot of you guys, you have those, we call them doggy pools that the dog can jump in, or little kiddie pools, all right? And then, you know, summer's ending, but they're still there, and nobody dumped out the water. Well, that's when these mosquitoes like to come around. They also get very frisky and are looking to get it on at dusk, early morning. All right? Not a very, very good time for you to go outside around mosquitoes without protection. Okay? They recommend to apply an insect repellent containing DEET. Okay? Even though DEET can irritate the eyes, nose, and mouth, you got to get it away from your body in terms of that. However, it does not seem to irritate the skin. Also, they say picaridin and oil of lemon eucalyptus can help. But right now, DEET seems to work the best. Don't forget to wear pants and long-sleeve shirts when you are outdoors. If you do go for an early morning run, make sure you're covered. Try not to spend outside. Mosquitoes seem to be the most active at dusk or dawn. Eliminate areas of standing water, including bird baths, any swimming pool that looks green, sprinkler runoff. Mosquitoes like damp areas. They say in the past 10 years, 83 West Nile virus cases were reported by the health district. Six people, unfortunately, died from the illness. Mosquitoes also are being tested for Western equine encephalitis and St. Louis encephalitis. These are also rare infections. Treatment, we really don't have any vaccines for this. A lot of times we'll use over-the-counter pain relievers, etc. And if you do have a serious form where we think you're having seizures or paralysis, etc., we usually do symptomatic treatment and supportive treatment, like IV fluids, pain medication, nursing care. According to the CDC, 10% of people who develop the neurological infection of the West virus will die. So, and some of these neurological deficits could be lifelong. So just a quick review on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have another story here, which is kind of interesting, on breast cancer and the bovine leukemia virus. They say there's a link between infection with the bovine leukemia virus and human breast cancer. It was established by a new study carried out by the University of California, Berkeley. It's apparently the first time a link has been established by researchers. Now, bovine leukemia virus infects dairy and beef cattle's blood cells and mammary tissue. It's present in much of marketed beef and dairy products. So interesting. You know how they were saying, look, people that eat a lot of dairy and eat a lot of red meat are more at risk for breast cancer, or even colon cancer? Maybe this is why. Okay? Breast cancer incidence is greatest in countries with highest consumption of bovine foodstuffs, they call it. The retrovirus is easily transmitted among cattle through infected blood and milk, and it only causes disease in fewer than 5% of the infected animals. In previous studies, they found that many humans had antibodies to BLV, antibodies against the glycoprotein GP51 and capsid protein P24. So that could suggest humans might be infected with BLV. They also used to think that Epstein-Barr virus could be a cofactor also, which is very scary. I had mono. A lot of us have been exposed to Epstein-Barr virus. That's not good. All right. According to Dr. Bonet, our results demonstrated the presence of Epstein-Barr virus genome in a large subset of breast cancers. The virus was restricted to tumor cells and was more frequently associated with the more aggressive tumors. So Epstein-Barr virus may be a cofactor. Going back to bovine leukemia virus, it infects cattle and produce. 30% of infected animals, persistent lymphocytosis can impact, it impacts the beef industry. Now, us imbibing it, taking it in by milk or meat, I don't understand why the acid in our stomach doesn't handle it, but apparently for some it doesn't. 2007, U.S. Department of Agricultural survey of bulk milk tanks found that 100% of dairy operation with large herds of 500 or more cows tested positive for these antibodies. Now, they say this may not be surprising because milk from one infected cow is obviously milked, you know, mixed with others. So when they say the whole thing seemed to have it, well, again, when you mix the milk all together, duh. But they say even dairy operations with small herds of less than 100 cows tested positive for it 83% of the time. So I'm not saying freak out, don't drink milk, and don't eat meat, but mix it up a little bit, okay? All right? We don't know why cancer's on the rise. We don't know why people get what they get, okay? Back in the 1970s, they were not able to detect evidence of human infection with BLV. Now, though, they say the tests are more sensitive, so we're learning more as we go. But it does take time. We're also being told that our resistance to antibiotics is increasing. We know that. But a new study worryingly uncovers, they say, and warns that our resistance to antibiotics is increasing because of overuse. Use of antibiotics has grown by 30% between 2000 and 2010. That's when lawsuits started to peak. 50% of antibiotics are misused, either for too long, too much, wrongly prescribed. Now, we have bacteria like MRSA, E. coli, Enterobacter on the rise, which are resistant to a lot of antibiotics, and developing countries are now at the biggest risk. The concern is definitely high because now that antibiotics are being brought to these countries, people are being quick to treat. Citizens within the U.S. consume around 7 billion antibiotic pills per year, and the number grows to nearly double 13 billion in India. They looked at a study with an interactive map of 39 countries on the issue of drug resistance and 65 nations based on antibiotic use, and they found that worldwide, 30% increase in the last 10 years. I mean, I told you what happened locally. Locally, you know, people realized, things changed. Taking off at work, not being able to take off. I mean, one of the reasons why the chickenpox vaccine has done so well is because parents couldn't take off the 7 days, you know, to be with their sick kid. And so antibiotics provided a quick and easy way to treat walking pneumonia, skin infections, a lot of things that used to kind of hold us up, either in bed or in the hospital. So we use it too much. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.